理课堂听 class.com。
Welcome to Studio Classroom. Today we continue our look at Christ Church in New Zealand.
Now, Christ Church has a connection to Antarctica, believe it or not, students, and we'll be finding out what that connection is in a moment.
Join us at the top of page 32 as we continue.
Spotlight on Christ Church, New Zealand. Antarctica in New Zealand? Next to Christ Church International Airport lies the International Antarctic Center. This museum about Earth's most southern continent also serves as a research base for Antarctica's scientists. Interactive displays teach visitors about this icy continent. All the center's guides have even lived in Antarctica. They can tell you what it's really like to live there. You can also ride an actual Antarctic snowmobile known as a Hogland. This 16-seat vehicle costs $500,000 and is used by the U.S. and New Zealand research teams in Antarctica.
Well, the writer asked this question, Antarctica in New Zealand? Perhaps you're asking the same question.
What is the connection? Well, the author goes on to say, next to Christ Church International Airport lies the International Antarctic Center. So, if you can't make it to Antarctica, going to Christ Church could be the next best thing.
Now, Steve, are these places fairly close together?
Antarctica and Christ Church aren't too close, but they're pretty close compared to other regions of the world.
Okay. Well, there is this center there near the airport, and this center, of course, will help us to better understand, I think, this place.
Okay. The Antarctic, of course, is the continent at the bottom of the Earth. It's very cold, and in the wintertime, it can be very dark.
That's right. And it is the southernmost continent. Notice it says, this museum about Earth's most southern continent also serves as a research base. So this is a place where a lot of research is done.
Okay, and it's a staging area too as well, Vicki. So researchers, scientists who are going to Antarctica, they'll stop in Christ Church first and gather their supplies and from there go to Antarctica.
Right, so these scientists are here at this base. This is where they do their research. Notice it says this place serves as a research base. In other words, it functions as a research base.
Okay, not only does it function as a research base, it also serves as a museum. So it serves as two things. It serves two purposes. Let's take a look at this phrase, serves as, in today's conversation.
Waiter, I ordered a soup with my meal.
Oh, yes, sir. Here it is in this bottle.
This is my soup?
That's right. It serves as a soup. Try it. It's very good. It takes the place of soup.
I don't know. And also, waiter, you forgot to bring my salad dressing.
Oh, no, I didn't, sir. It's right here in this bottle.
Do you mean to say that this serves as a salad dressing, too?
That's right. It also serves as your steak sauce.
Oh, man. I don't know about that.
Well, sir, it also serves as a cleaner. It's very powerful.
Cleaner? I don't believe that. That's ridiculous. I'd like to talk to your manager, please.
All right. Here I am!
You're the manager?
That's right, sir. I serve as the owner, the cook, the waiter, the manager, and the dishwasher.
So we see that this museum actually serves as a research base for these scientists. And also it says here there are interactive displays which teach visitors about this icy continent. So people can come here to the museum. They can find out more about this icy continent by having interaction with these different displays. Mm-hmm.
And this is the museum section of the center. Now, interactive displays, I think of computers where you can interact with a computer program. You touch a screen and it'll lead you through certain processes where you actually learn about Antarctica.
Okay, so it's interactive. People will hear more and more about this interactive learning because people want to have something. It helps them to respond. It helps them to learn faster.
Well, I'm sure, Vicki, there are a lot of people who would like to go to Antarctica but just can't afford it, and it's so dangerous there. So the next best thing to do is go to Christ Church and go to this research base and museum. Now, there are guides there as well, the author says, who will help you understand this place better. And all of these guides have lived in Antarctica at one time or another.
That's true. And because of that, they're so familiar with this area, they can tell you a lot about it. And so it would be very fascinating. First of all, you have these interactive displays, but you also have people who have actually lived there.
Okay, so not only are you being taught by computers, but you're being taught by real people who have lived there, as you said. Well, line 7 goes on to say, they can tell you what it's really like to live there. And that's something special. Not a lot of people can do that, but you can do that with the guides here at this museum. Line 9 goes on to say you can also ride an actual Antarctic snowmobile known as a, try to get this word right, Hagelund.
Oh, very good.
I'm not sure if I said that correctly. Now, a snowmobile, Vicki, we often think of as riding like a motorcycle, having two people on it. But I think in a broader sense, it's a vehicle that works in the snow. And that's what a Hagelund does.
Okay, it's a much bigger vehicle,
it's
right?
It's very big, and it holds many, many people, sure.
Okay, right. It's a lot bigger than a snowmobile. But that's the idea, that it goes across the snow, and it has very special, or it's designed very specially for this type of region.
Right. It's used by, in fact, the military. The British military uses vehicles like these because they do so well in the snow. Now, it's a 16-seat vehicle, and it costs $500,000. It's not cheap, but there are some for sale on the internet. I have seen some secondhand that are much cheaper than that.
Okay, you don't plan to buy one though, right?
I'm saving up for one.
Okay. Well, it does say that the U.S. and New Zealand research teams in Antarctica, of course, use these, and it's probably very necessary for them to use them.
Well, students, what's important to remember is that these vehicles are very useful for transporting people in dangerous weather conditions. Well, we're going to take a look at some more video footage from New Zealand, and after that, we'll have more of our lesson. Stay with us.
The Kaikoura Rangers look down on the small settlement of Kaikoura. This little township has, over recent years, become the nation's capital for viewing sperm whales, seal colonies, and even swimming with the dolphins. It's the many deep sea trenches lying only a matter of a few kilometers offshore which have provided an ideal environment. The whales seem to like it here, as do the awe-inspired onlookers. Sperm whales are drawn here through rich food supplies and deep coastal waters unique to Kaikoura. Plankton and other small sea creatures are in abundance.
Oh, nice and slow. It's going to be a high one, folks. And look.
Oh, isn't that
beautiful? Unique to New Zealand, Hector's dolphins can often be seen offshore almost year-round, usually in large pods of several hundred. The Hector is the smallest in its species and is relatively tame towards swimmers and divers wanting to get close to these delightful animals.
What do we cut off of sheep to use for making warm clothes? A. Fur. B. Wool. C. Stuffing. What do we cut off of sheep to use for making warm clothes? B. Wool. We use wool to make warm clothes. But then, how does the sheep stay warm?
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Studio Classroom. Well, you've already been joining us. We want to continue with our lesson. You may wonder why I have a sheep upside down. That's why.
Students, it's a well-known fact that there are more sheep in New Zealand than people, so it's important that we talk about them a little bit.
And we'll be talking about some famous sheep right now. Join us on page 32 and line 13.
Spotlight on Christchurch, New Zealand. Famous sheep. One of New Zealand's most famous exports is its sheep. Each November, Christchurch hosts the Canterbury Agricultural and Pastoral Show. For 3 days, farmers exhibit their sheep and agricultural products. Besides watching the sheep competitions, you can also listen to local bands and taste local food. Last year's show attracted over 100,000 visitors. Christchurch's residents say their city offers something for everyone. After all, what other city has everything from sheep competitions to Antarctic snowmobiles? Is there something here for you? To find out, make Christchurch your next vacation destination.
Well, first of all, I think we need to clarify this title, Famous Sheep. We're not talking about a specific sheep that is really famous, made famous by TV or movies, but we're just saying that the sheep there are famous.
The world over, they know about New Zealand and they associate New Zealand with sheep. And again, it's because there are so many of them. Well, our author says in line 13, one of New Zealand's most famous exports is its sheep. So New Zealand sends its sheep all over the world for breeding and for eating.
Don't say that. Shh. Well, it says here, each November, Christchurch hosts the Canterbury Agricultural and Pastoral Show. Now, first of all, we have two words here that might be new to some of our students.
Okay, let's look at the word agricultural first. Agricultural is simply the science and business of farming. There's a lot of business involved behind farming, behind raising crops and raising animals. And that's what agricultural means.
Right, and it's not easy. People who are in this business find that it's not easy to continue to raise healthy crops and to produce the kind of crops that they need to stay in business.
That's right. They need to make a profit as well in order for them to continue. And sometimes, as you said, Vicki, it's very difficult for farmers and people who raise sheep to continue to make profits.
We also see this word pastoral here. Sometimes we use this to refer to a kind of a rural area, countryside, that's very pastoral, it's very beautiful. And it's often where animals are raised, especially sheep, because we think about a shepherd and sheep when we think of this word.
We do. Let's take a look at this word in today's conversation.
I'm going to spend my vacation on a farm.
That sounds interesting.
Yes, I'll finally get to spend time in the countryside. I think I'll enjoy the pastoral life.
Not me. I don't like the pastoral life at all.
Why not?
Because I don't like the smell of farms.
Do farms smell bad?
Well, yes. Wherever there are animals, there's, well, you know.
I didn't think about that. Maybe I'll go to Hawaii instead.
So when you see this word pastoral, you think about shepherds, you think about herdsmen. Sometimes students may even hear the word pastor. A pastor in a church is kind of like a shepherd, one to guide and to lead a church.
Good analogy. Well, we're going to look further at this pastoral show. I think of it much as a fair where people get together and they show off their animals. Sometimes here we see for 3 days farmers exhibit their sheep and agricultural products. And that's what they're doing. They're showing off to the public what they have.
Right. We've seen this word so many times, to exhibit. It means to display or to show. So, of course, they will bring their things here to this show so that everyone can see. They will exhibit these things.
Right. And oftentimes they're having a contest to see who can have the best crops or who has the finest sheep. And they're having contests in their exhibition.
And this is a lot of fun if you attend a show like this or a fair like this where people will bring their products, these different things from their farms. It's amazing because they do have these contests and they will try to see who can grow the largest, you know, whatever, carrot or pumpkin or something like that, or the biggest cow or sheep. So it's kind of fun to see the competitions.
Well, it's a very, very good way to learn about Christ Church and the culture there. Not only can you look at the sheep, but you can also listen to local bands and taste local foods. So it's a great time to get to know the culture.
Well, it's obvious a lot of people are interested in the culture because it says last year's show attracted over 100,000 visitors.
Okay, line 21 goes on to read, Christ Church's residents say their city offers something for everyone. So I would imagine the residents of Christ Church are pretty proud of their city.
Well, I think most people are. You know, I think we've heard this before about other cities. They're proud to say this, that they offer something for everyone, something for the whole family.
Right. After all, they continue, what other city has everything from sheep competitions to Antarctic snowmobiles? That's quite a range of things to look at and to do in one city.
And our writer says, is there something here for you? In other words, perhaps there's something there for you that you would want to go and see.
To find out, our author says, make Christ Church your next vacation destination. Or if you want to, log on to the internet and you'll find some great websites about Christ Church.
That's right. Make it your next destination simply means to put it on your list so the next time you travel, this is where you will go. Well, we've learned some interesting things, Steve, about Christ Church, I think.
Quite an array, as the author says, Vicki, from Antarctica to sheep to flowers. It's great.
Right, and it certainly sounds like a place nature lovers would love to go to. Well, students, it's time for us to visit the chat room and see what Ken and Rachel have for us, and then we'll review our lesson. Join us.
Welcome to the chat room. What an interesting lesson about the beautiful city of Christchurch, New Zealand. I think I'll make Christchurch my next vacation destination.
You mean your next holiday destination?
That's what a New Zealander might say. But Americans would say vacation destination. To Americans, holidays are special celebrations, like Christmas or Easter.
Whereas to non-Americans, like the British, New Zealanders, Australians, holiday refers to what Americans call vacation.
You've got it.
Vacation 是度假啊，那这是美国人会用的一个字。每一年很多的美国人都会 go on vacation, 就是去外地度假。那在英国以及纽澳地区呢，度假会用 holiday 这个字。所以这句话纽西兰人应该会说 a holiday destination, 而 holiday 对美国人而言呢，指的是一个节日，像圣诞节独立纪念日，这些是所谓的 national holiday, 国定假日。Now, why is it vacation destination? Can we say vacation destiny?
No, destiny is different from a destination. A destination is the place you're traveling to. A train, bus, or plane has a specific destination. But destiny is one's lot or fate. I think being an English teacher is your destiny, Ken.
And yours too. Destination 跟 destiny 要分清楚啊。课文中的 destination 指的是目的地，而 destiny 呢是你的 lot, L-O-T, 就是你的命运，你的处境。它的形容词是 destined, 比如说 she is destined to be a doctor, 啊，她命中注定要做医生。
And now let's go to Michelle for today's language tips.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 今天我们第一个重点来看的是 serve as something 这个动词片语。Serve 在这里是指具有某种用途或者是适用于某个目的，所以 serve as something 是指当作某种用途来使用，而且常常不是原始的用途。例如 Her car now serves as a company vehicle， 她自己的车子现在也兼作公司用车。继续我们看 interactive 这个形容词， inter inter 这个字根有互相或彼此的意思， active 有活动的意思，所以 interactive 是指互动的或者是互动式的。例如 interactive educational program 是指互动式的电脑教学程式，或者是 interactive video games 互动式的电玩，或者是 interactive software 互动式的电脑软体，或者是 interactive TV 互动式的电视。最后我们看的是 exhibit 这个动词，所以它的重音在第二音节，念成 exhibit。 exhibit 在这里是指开展览会或者是公开的展出，例如 The artist's work was exhibited in several museums， 这个艺术家的作品在好几间美术馆展出过。 exhibit 当动词也指展示某种值得夸耀的事物，例如He exhibited his stamp collection to his friends. 他向朋友展示自己的集邮成果。 And that's all for this article. Until next time on Studio Classroom.
Antarctic. Antarctic weather is extremely cold most of the year. Serve as something.My sofa also serves as a bed when I have guests overnight. Interactive. New interactive language learning tools make learning English fun. Agricultural. Wheat and other agricultural products are this country's main exports. Pastoral.Jim and his wife loved the pastoral life so much, they decided to live on a farm. Exhibit. This artist has exhibited his paintings in many famous art galleries.
Spotlight on Christchurch, New Zealand. Antarctica in New Zealand? Next to Christchurch International Airport lies the International Antarctic Center. This museum about Earth's most southern continent also serves as a research base for Antarctica's scientists. Interactive displays teach visitors about this icy continent.All the center's guides have even lived in Antarctica. They can tell you what it's really like to live there. You can also ride an actual Antarctic snowmobile known as a Hogland. This 16-seat vehicle costs $500,000 and is used by the U.S. and New Zealand research teams in Antarctica. Famous sheep.One of New Zealand's most famous exports is its sheep. Each November, Christchurch hosts the Canterbury Agricultural and Pastoral Show. For 3 days, farmers exhibit their sheep and agricultural products. Besides watching the sheep competitions, you can also listen to local bands and taste local food. Last year's show attracted over 100,000 visitors.Christchurch's residents say their city offers something for everyone. After all, what other city has everything from sheep competitions to Antarctic snowmobiles? Is there something here for you? To find out, make Christchurch your next vacation destination.
Well, since we're talking about sheep, Vicky, I want to give you a little test. What do you call a female sheep?
Well, a female sheep is called a ewe, Steve.
That's right, E-W-E. And what do you call a baby sheep?
A baby sheep? A lamb!
A lamb. Aren't these lambs so cute?
They are cute. And what do you call a male sheep?
A male sheep is a ram, R-A-M.
Okay, well, students, there you have it. We've learned a lot about Christchurch. We hope you enjoyed this lesson. We'll be back with a new lesson for you next time here at Studio Classroom. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, friends.